Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Film Sack. This is Film Sack, a special commentary track edition. It's been a little while since we did the last one. I don't even remember. Oh, no, it was the
Dukes of Hazzard
alien deal. Well,
why would you forget that?
This one's a lot easier for you, dear listener, to find and watch with us. It is our viewing and a commentary MP3 to go along with your viewing of Sharknado.
What?
You've been begging for it. It's been months of asking us. We've been trying to sort of avoid it. Things kind of accumulated to make this a possibility today, so we're finally doing it. I swore I was never going to see this movie unless it was with people I like, and since you guys are people I like, and this is a good show for this sort of thing, we're going to watch Sharknado together.
Doesn't it feel like Sharknado's been around for years?
Longer than it has been, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, how old is it?
It deserves to be.
It was last year?
Yeah, 2013. Feels like
crazy.
At least 2012.
Well, the hype machine has been on full blast, hasn't it?
Yeah,
there's been no avoiding it. And Sharknado 2 is already a thing. We're not watching that. And that's not streaming, I checked. But this is. So Sharknado 1, 2013's surprise cult hit. I'm sorry, manufactured cult hit.
Yes.
Exactly.
Aired on Sci-Fi, still repeats there a lot. And Ian Ziering, I just saw a couple of weeks ago at Salt Lake City Comic Con, and it made me a little sad because as he walked down the artist alley aisle I was at, nobody seemed to know who he was.
You almost tripped him, didn't you?
Yeah, my foot was out. My foot was way out under the table. And my daughter goes, "You tripped that guy." And I went, "Carter, that guy is Ian Ziering." And she goes, I still don't know who that is. She had no idea.
That's the curly-headed Lothario of Beverly Hills High.
Whoa, you remembered his character name. I'm impressed because I don't remember that.
Those teeth are so white.
Didn't we all watch? Am I admitting too much? Did we all
watch? I watched 90210, I'm sure. I just don't remember anyone's name.
I only watched it for Jenny Garth and then later for Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
And wait, she's the one who's the one that had eyeballs that weren't lined up right? Oh, that was
Shannon Doherty.
Shannon Doherty, yeah. If you look at her straight on, just go search for her. I'm not, this isn't a shaming thing. It was so distracting. I couldn't take her seriously. One eye is like 4 inches higher than the other one.
And everybody loves a Picasso anyway. So
exactly. Hold your emails.
I think that's an illusion. I think it's her bang.
Go look at it now.
It's
not an illusion.
I think she's bangs. No, my God, what's wrong with her face?
See, I told you.
If she were to get together with Tom Cruise, they could have a one-eyed, one horn.
Oh my God.
Center tooth, offset eye, purple people eater.
There you go.
I'm not gonna lie. I think Shandar is a gorgeous woman.
Oh, she's lovely. Nothing wrong with her.
Oh,
generally.
So you're okay with people with faces? That
I'm saying they're just distracting. The symmetry is gone. That's all I'm saying. Something happened.
I love how
we're putting off starting the movie.
if we wait long enough,
let's talk about Tara Reid, shall we?
What did you think of Brian Austin Green?
There's a guy. Listen, the best part about this is there's a guy with his headphones on right now, sitting on an ottoman with his remote in his hand, just waiting for us to hit play on this.
Would you start already?
So we're going to do that. Cow.
If you do an image search for Shannon Doherty, Google image search, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
There's a section called 2014, as there usually is with Google image search. What do they look like now?
Yeah.
And that first picture, I swear, is not Shannon Doherty, but some sort of
hybrid.
Yeah, genetically.
The thing is, I don't know how you knew how to spell her last name. Okay, let me see.
Doherty.
Well, as long as you know how to spell the first name, there's not a lot of other Shannons.
Doherty. You don't think that first picture is her? I think that first picture is her.
There's no way that's her. It looks like if you were trying to make Kate from Lost in a lab, you'd end up with that.
Yeah, your first try.
Third picture doesn't look like her, but that first picture looks like her.
It's the alien resurrection of Evangeline Lilly. This is what Sigourney Weaver discovers in a tube on the spaceship.
That's amazing.
All right. I'd like to point out IMDb is all messed up right now.
Really?
Yeah, I looked up Ian Ziering and they got him in Melrose Place. I looked up 90210. Shannon Doherty isn't anywhere to be found.
Oh, really?
What
the heck, yeah.
They're getting like trolled hard.
Something is happening in that. You're right.
Have they switched to crowdsourcing for IMDb?
Oh, that's always been the case, but it's always been about working your way up.
It's curated, though. Isn't it?
Yeah, right? You have to work your way up to a level where you can make edits.
Well, look, say what you want about Ian Ziering. Guy is actually relatively much older than me, but looks younger than me. So good on him, dude.
Handsome guy.
I apologize for almost tripping you.
And by the way,
Sharknado
3.
On its way.
Yes,
of course it is.
Of course it is, yeah. Well, whatever. Here it is.
Gonna star Tara Reid. Yeah, she's coming back.
Of course, Tara Reid and Ian Ziering are both confirmed for Sharknado 3. So is Vanilla Ice.
How about John Hurd?
Rumored.
John Hurd coming back because I really like him. And
what? John Hurd is in this?
Oh yeah.
Wait, I think we just spoiled who dies.
How?
Never mind. You're lots of sharks.
Keep talking. Shit.
I wonder if John Hurd dies.
Lots of sharks die.
I can create a page on
Creative. What's happening with Brian Dunaway's voice?
I don't know. It's going crazy. You there, Brian Dunaway? Hello?
Getting weird.
How are you now? How are you doing now?
Sure.
You there? How do you like me now?
You got there?
Better.
This is hysterical.
This is terrible. This is the worst thing ever. This is
like microphone NATO.
Skype NATO.
Yeah, Skype NATO. Yeah, Brian, say something.
Hello.
Oh, he's all janky.
Oh, wow.
All right, I'm going to pause here. Okay, we're back. Sorry about that.
Bye.
We just want to make sure it's all good quality for everybody. That's what we do here at FilmSack. All right. Well, here we go. This is where we're pausing the movie, and we'll tell you when to hit play. We'll do it after the count of three. And the place you want to pause to get ready for where we are queued up is right after, because this thing starts right away with a fade-in of an ocean, a ton of sharks swimming away from a tornado. So what you want to do is almost right after it fades in, you see the very bottom of the tornado in the distance. Right there is where you want to pause. It's just boom, pause right there. And then you'll see.
Oh, I see tornadoes. Pause.
Yeah, okay. You'll see a tornado there, and you'll see a bunch of sharks swimming away from it. That's where we're at. So, listener, go ahead and do that. Pause us now. Go ahead and cue yourself up. Oh, you're back. Hi. Welcome back. And glad that worked out for you. Let's go ahead and count it down. 3, 2, 1, and then we'll hit play. So when I say one, we hit play. Here it goes. In 3, 2, 1. All right, swimming sharks. Okay. Very bad CGI. Got it.
Water spout.
Okay, good.
Have any of us seen this? I forgot to ask.
No.
Okay, I haven't either. Has anyone else?
I have not. I've seen it already.
Brian is transfixed.
Brian speaks for all. Oh, wow. Hey, it's Photoshop bezel.
Bezel and emboss. Yeah.
That's nice. Oh, it busted up.
Yeah, the particle effect.
Wait, there's sharks. Okay. In the NATO.
Oh, good kerning.
20 miles off the coast of Mexico.
Good kerning. Someone's using Premiere.
This is the asylum. I didn't know they did this.
Yeah.
Who's the asylum? I don't know who they are.
The people who make all the ripoff movies.
Oh.
You know, Transmorphers.
How about the chicken?
Exactly. What beats the eye?
What was the chicken one that was supposed to be like? It was supposed to be like Jurassic Park. What was that called?
I know what you're talking about. The
carnivore, chicken vore.
Was it carnivore?
Cockivore.
Ooh, look at that. I'm not eating that.
Oh, shark fin soup?
Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Gross.
Is that Dylan from 90210?
McVillain?
No.
We've talked about Asylum several times on FilmSack, but my absolute favorite is still Atlantic Rim.
Oh, Atlantic Rim.
Mm. Atlantic Rim.
Isn't that great? I love that. That is one of the best ones.
He's got kind of a Jean-Claude Van Damme kind of thing going on, doesn't he?
Who, him?
Yeah, Steely Jaw dude.
Yeah, Steely Jaw dude.
You guys are seeing a Chinese guy at a table, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay.
Looking guy. Who's that?
He kind of sounds like him.
Yeah. He doesn't think things
are. By the way, you do not have to pay any attention to any of this exposition.
Just impressed that you can see the soup bowl in the guy's glasses. I'm impressed that the continuity is there.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm seeing?
I
thought it was like a crew mic or something.
By the way, when an actor in Hollywood, when you want to make their teeth look brown, what do you put on their teeth?
Or you just hire that guy straight out of wherever.
They eat a whole box of chocolate Oreos.
Seriously, though, I want to know what you put on their teeth.
Right.
There has to be some common thing that you put on those bright whitened teeth.
Have you guys had a fluoride treatment using that new chocolate flavored stuff they give you? It's like wax. So.
Like little. Oh no, I haven't had the wax stuff. I've had the really gritty stuff.
Yeah, the wax stuff is new, and they paint it on your teeth. And I just had this done, and while it was on, I looked like that guy. So they can probably do something like that.
Did you have a shit eating grin?
Yeah, I kind of did.
If you know what I mean. Oh, and I got something here for you, Captain.
What's in the box? Oh, money.
Fish money.
Let's see. And his fishing lures. No way, and money.
Why does this $100 bill smell like grouper?
Right. How much money did you just give him? What do you think's there? Maybe
I feel like
like
Brian's behind.
Oh, I might be.
Or tell me what you're seeing.
I am seeing Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Hold on. This is no. Did he raise his cup yet?
He just yep. raised his cup.
Yeah, raising his cup.
I think you're a little behind, but that's okay. You're not too far behind.
The trope of the sudden storm.
Yeah, just hit. No warning. No warning at all.
If this was the Enterprise, they would have just gone to red alert.
Well, I was going to say, Randy, this works in space better, right? Because in space, suddenly there can be rocks or an alien or
a shark.
Or a shark.
It could be a shark, a space shark.
Space shark.
Let's just hit the ship. Red alert.
Number one.
Horrible effects.
What? Wait, that's pretty good.
These are the best you've ever seen. These are the best you've ever seen in your life. I actually, with Randy, these suck. These are real bad.
Really? I don't think they're that bad.
No, they're terrible, dude.
Well, yeah, the water splashing is, well, that you know.
Oh my gosh!
A shark got in. A shark got in.
Wait, why do they have
already a shark on
shark
board
on deck? Shark on deck!
Whoa! Now, how did the shark just throw himself at a dude?
Yeah, they can leap.
And how does he slurp down a dude?
You know what I'm doing when I can't breathe as a shark? Mm. I'm eating things.
Okay, the trope education would tell me that this guy's going to also die, or
everybody's
going to
die.
If he doesn't die, he will be the terrified witness who is so shell shocked while they're talking to him that he'll barely be able to talk.
Where's he going though?
Hey, Chung, why in such a hurry?
Man, did you call him Chung?
He Chum.
Chum. I thought you called him Chung.
Oh my gosh.
Awesome. I was like, Brian Emmett pulled the Chung card.
Here comes the Samuel L. Jackson moment.
Oh, right in the leg. Oh,
never mind.
Oh,
there is a Samuel L. Jackson moment.
I was wrong.
Oh, wow. He bit the whole body out and left the arms behind somehow. Yeah.
What kind of the other sharks? What kind of food you in the mood for tonight there, Bill?
No, that's bad.
What do you think the shark said?
Shots are bad. Those are bad.
Wow, this is...
This guy just like got a commercial sucked for up shark into meat. The water spout.
Wait a minute! What?
Oh wow!
Wait. So he's in the eye of the tornado,
and
enough to get stuff thrown at him, but not enough to knock him over.
Right?
Did Tara Reid get top billing, or did?
It looks like she did.
Yeah.
And Ian Ziering's like fourth
and credit.
Yeah, the and credit what? Right before makeup. All right, this is my favorite part of the show.
Ian Ziering's character name is Finn.
I thought
he was just like playing the Finn.
Is he walking the? Is that his buddy from? He looks like the American Idol guy. What's his name?
Ryan Seacrest?
No. The guy that invented it all.
Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell.
Oh, the guy walking with him.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what? I love movies where you don't have to pay one lick of attention to dialogue.
Yeah, and that's why we do these for these. You know.
Yeah.
That Ian Ziering though, I'm just gonna say one more time. I'm not going to speak about his acting. I haven't really watched much since 90210, whatever. He's a good-looking guy.
Sure.
He can be on screen and look just fine.
I just want to point out, I live there, and I'm really enjoying this. I think this is good film.
Is it?
I think they're, yeah.
Is this accurate?
I'm just saying, I recognize that a lot of the movie is horrible.
Were the waves that weak as well?
Oh, yeah. The waves are always weak. I don't understand how in the world this is... Surf City, USA. The waves suck.
Is that a tsunami coming?
Well, it looks like it. Yeah, me too.
Hey, I know him.
Who is that guy?
I know who he is. I'll tell you right now.
Is he a Baldwin?
No. He was the dude. He was in that, Frack. The one on Stars, based on the old movie, but it's like got lots of nudity and stuff in it.
His name is Jason Simmons.
Yes, but I want to say he was in. Was he not the guy in the elevator who you never really trusted, but in the elevator in the Winter Soldier, totally turned on Captain America and fought him?
No.
Not that guy? All right.
No.
No, but he was on Baywatch.
He was on Baywatch, though.
Was he really? How perfect. He's like, I just been waiting here for somebody to film again.
And really, like, wow. The Sharknado is, other than Baywatch, Sharknado is the only other thing you may have heard of that he was in.
Mm.
Yeah. Hurricane David. I love it.
Wrong guy, then. Mm. Oh, look at John Hurd.
Oh.
You know what he was good in?
How far John Hurd has fallen.
How many seasons of The Sopranos is he in? Because I'm just in season one. To go for a
I'm
while.
I'm trying to remember. Oh, is he? He's
a dirty cop.
He's a dirty old man in this movie.
Yeah. Wow. Let's film that one again, shall we?
We left Kevin at home. We're on a plane to France and we left Kevin at home. That's what he should say.
Kevin! Oh, look, it's a badly...
Yeah, it's a horrible fake scar.
Right.
That's not Tara Reid. Who are we? Who is this?
No.
You wish.
This is victim wishes. Number four.
This is Cassandra Serbo. Is her name?
Yeah. She's Nova Clark.
Seriously, do not get attached to any characters in this movie.
Nova. I'm sure that's her real name. The names in this are terrible. Yeah. Finn Shepard, Baz Hogan, Nova Clark.
Did you just notice all the sharks in the water?
No, I missed them.
There was a helicopter shot looking down at the water and a bunch of these little sharks.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah, that's a dolphin.
Baby shark. Beep, beep, beep.
Well, she took a long time to get dressed.
Yeah, she's been standing out there for 10 minutes.
Oh, she did. For Pete's sakes.
Boggling.
She's like 21 Jump Street skater lady, surfer. She's up to something.
She looks pretty tough.
Yeah.
Looks like Huntington Beach.
That's either why the water looks like somebody peed in it.
Hey, can you help me? I don't know how to surf. I'd like to pick up women.
Could you please come over here and mansplain me how to surf?
Yeah.
It makes sense that he's still so youthful looking because he played a high schooler in his 20s.
Yeah.
And is playing a late 20s, early 30s guy in his 40s. We could all do a lot worse.
All right, Scott Johnson, who do you think's older, you or Ian Ziering? Don't look it up.
Him. He's older. I already knew that. He was born in 64.
Damn it.
Wow. He's much older.
Yeah, I'm 69. That's what I'm saying. I'm not 69. I was born in 69.
Is he the oldest of all of the 90210ers?
That was the fakest get on your surfboard shot I've ever seen.
That totally was.
Let's see. Shannon Doherty, 1971.
Oh,
yeah, they're all in their 40s now, aren't they?
1969, August 1969. So Jason Priestley, less than a month.
He's a month younger than me, and month
she goes
older than
you. I'd like to know how they were just surfing on those non waves. They must have helium filled boards.
No waves anywhere.
Oh,
is that a thing? A helium filled surfboard? It should be.
Is that a whale penis or a shark fin?
Who was Dylan Walsh again?
Dylan was...
No, I mean, what was the actor? Not Priestley.
Luke Perry.
Luke Perry. Let's see how old Luke Perry is.
I'll bet he's the oldest. I'm going to put money down.
You're going to say that he's older than Ian Ziering?
Yeah.
1960, October 1965. When was Ian Ziering?
No, 64. He is the oldest then.
And you just mashed up two names, right?
No.
Dylan McKay, Brandon Walsh?
Oh.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I said Dylan Walsh, didn't I?
Oh.
Ugh. Oh, gosh. Goodness.
Oh, the fake blood.
Oh, the CGI.
Oh, Hammerhead.
Oh, I didn't think she would take it like that.
When does it turn into a tornado?
Yeah.
Oh, when does it
turn
laughing.
And then when does it turn into a sharknado?
I like when these guys laugh. Oh, it's sharks, you guys.
Oh, come on.
You should get out of the water, too.
Oh, that guy should not be on the beach.
No,
right?
No.
Oh, no.
What's going on? Dude.
What is the foot depth of water that a shark can actually
zero. More than that.
Zero. Zero.
They come right out of the water.
They can. Okay.
Can they really, though?
Yeah.
I think I could take a shark on the land.
Just punch him.
Right.
You can totally run away from a shark that's landed. But I don't know why these people are running.
Yeah, well.
Right. Where are they going to? I mean, how far do they think they're going to come in?
Yeah.
I mean. It's not cool. It's not cool.
Hey, it's our second consecutive movie with wave runners. Yay.
Oh, yeah.
Runners.
Oh, boy. That is.
Forgot about that. They just want the money.
I'm going to take this to the high school later.
Yep.
That looked like a real shark for a second.
It was a real shark. They had a...
Yeah.
Where'd she come from?
Whoops.
Wow. We're all running downstairs together, and one dude gets punched off the stairs.
She got boobed off.
Oh, owie. Ow. Ow. Oh, make it stop.
No.
Why is it so angry?
By the way, Andrea Zuckerberg was older than all of them.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Zuckerman.
How old is she? I'll bet 60.
1961.
61. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's right. I remember at the time hearing she was the oldest.
Yeah.
In her 30s, trying to play like high school. Yeah.
If you're sitting on a wave runner and a shark starts biting you, you'd think you'd hit the throttle, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
You just makes easily... sense to me.
No, you wait for 90210 guy
to hit the throttle. Yeah, all right.
He
looks they're wearing matching wetsuits.
He looks just like the guy I'm thinking of from that show I can't think of.
Oh, all the 30 something fins.
Oh, my leg is so totally not in the sand.
Can we get a crew over here to dig a hole for this guy?
There's a trope, getting mad at someone for living.
Yeah.
Right. Survivors. Oh, no, I thought she was going to take her top off. We do know.
Oh, wait, I just cleaned up a whole spill of Tabasco sauce with that apron.
Dental work. I'm a big fan of when you can see people's dental work in movies. I like it.
I miss my shark, my pet shark I used to have.
He's attractive.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for the obvious.
Yay, Santa Monica Pier.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I wonder if that...
where Ian's Earring serves bar.
I wonder if that Ferris wheel is going to come into play later.
Oh, yeah.
I can see John Hurd's makeup. His make for... Because, you know, they put makeup on you for a camera. Yeah, look at him in a sec.
All right, let's see.
They just kind of stopped halfway down.
His lips are a little bit red and rosy.
Finley the Finn Shepherd.
Finley the Fifth, is that what he said?
Finley the Finn. The Fifth would be better. Oh, gosh.
You would have gone to the hospital.
Oh, yeah, poke it. That feels good.
You're right, poke it. Put an olive on it.
Yeah.
It's a Bloody Mary. Look at it.
See, look, he's all rouged up. Ugh.
Yeah, he really is kind of red.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You know what makes people look younger? Red lips. Here you go.
Hey, John Hurd, you need to pay any bills? Yeah. Why don't you come be on Sharknado? All right. That's how that whole negotiation went.
Yeah, it sounded like a great idea at the time.
I'm not going to lie. This movie looks a little more high budget than I was expecting.
I had heard that about this stuff, you know?
If you put something through the little the Filminator, you know, filter in Final Cut or whatever you're using. Pro Tools, and I use its music.
Actually, some pretty decent shots, some little pan arounds back.
I think it's hard to make stuff look... If you've got the right cameras now, you got a couple of red cameras, you're done. You have all you need.
Oh, but they suck so bad. Like, I realize film's expensive, but the way to cheat it is to use film.
Mm-hmm. And it's all 2-second cuts. You're not getting any long exposition from any character.
Do you say I have itches?
Daddy itches.
Oh.
You know, daddy itches down around your crotch.
Give me a scratch it.
Daddy itches.
Hurricane David. Was there a David? Or was that a... They make that up for this.
That bar can only hold 30 people. That is insane.
Yeah, it says right there.
Was there a David?
I wonder if all 30 of them are going to get bit by sharks.
There was no David?
I don't know the David, Hurricane David.
I'm trying to remember.
Imagine there would have to be. I mean, they've only used so many names. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Oh, yeah. There you go.
They still have power.
Wow. Really Hurricane... David was retired because it was a Category 5 hurricane in 1979.
Oh, they still retired his jersey. I love when they do that to tornadoes.
There's Tara Reid.
Aww.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She looks different.
Yeah. Well, it's because she has her top on.
Oh!
It's not randomly falling off while she's on the red carpet.
Oh, good
one. That she's got a picture of herself right behind her.
And she's sober, so that goes along with it.
She's like my Aunt Susan for some reason.
What?
She looks like my Aunt Susan.
Golly.
Yeah. Except she
must everyone look like Johnson family?
No. Only two people.
Only two people?
Only Elton John. By the way, people have this wrong. They think that my mom looks like Elton John. It's backwards. It's that Elton John looks like my mom.
Did she come first?
She used to look like Charlize Theron. Now she looks like Elton John looks like her.
Yes.
Yeah. So is that what can we step back from Charlize Theron when she gets older? Little Elton John's
little action? Elton John, yeah. She wears a silly hat and... play terrible songs like You Can Feel the Love Tonight or Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
You can feel it.
Suppose they got those pictures in the behind him there. pretty. I think some of the.
I think it's a real bar, and those are people who've been there.
Mm. Yeah. There's somebody out there saying, "Hey, if you look in the background of Sharknado, we got a picture of me holding up a bass."
It's awesome. I've been down there.
I paid $17 on Kickstarter to get that picture in that movie.
Yeah. Oh, here comes a tornado.
Are they overtly saying they're in Orange County, or are they trying to
No, they're in Los Angeles.
Okay, but are they saying that? Or are we supposed to feel like this is nondescript? Who knows where this is?
Oh, they're saying it. They keep showing a picture of a tornado, of a hurricane bearing down on Los Angeles.
All right.
Weather.
Well, John Hurd's had one too many, buddy. See, he looks like
so
a lady.
So he's the norm of this.
He's the norm.
He's John. The Randy Quaid of Independence
Day. Right.
Everyone he's actually scared.
His name is George. Yeah.
He's going to fly a plane right up the butt of the tornado. And
Woody will ask him, what's shaking, Mr. Hurd, as he walks in?
That's right.
Fake wave.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Just like that.
Oh, I hate it when that happens. Shark straight to the face.
Wow. The
wow.
Okay, that's fine.
Really
all, but what
fake animated shark. Wow. Straight to the face.
Okay, so the shark's going to die pretty much here. He's pretty much going to die, right? I mean, even if she didn't stab him with a pool cue.
Which, you know, as one does.
Right.
Wow.
She's pretty bad. I don't know if that would work.
She's really strong, if you think about it.
I don't think it would work.
Oh, she should send, like, shark ball in the corner pocket.
Right, yeah.
Well, you didn't call it. Sorry.
Hey, another aerial
the
shot.
They're having
yeah, I know, it's beautiful. And it's the third time they've used it.
Yes, same
shot.
We
got back to get a bat. What's we got
terrible,
here?
Terrible, man.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so we got to use the flare gun. That's
this
a given.
Supposed to be Santa Mira, huh?
Oh, he's got the bar stool.
Oh, now the weather's bad.
You can fight a shark with a bar stool, but I don't think you're gonna fight a hurricane with a bar stool.
Weather changes rapidly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same trope once again.
Especially in L.A., where Uh-oh. It never changes.
Oh. I think your Ferris wheel is about to come into play.
It is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that looked real.
This is a hurricane, not a tornado. I just want to point that out.
Oh, no kidding.
Well, it's a hurricane that's going to spawn a bunch of sharknadoes.
Sharkicane. Oh, John Hurd.
Nice job with a bar stool.
Chair to the face of the shark.
And she wasn't talking about the thing you sat on there, buddy. Yeah. We're talking about the blood in your stool.
Blood in your stool. Your poo.
She was talking about your poo.
Oh, here comes a Jaws moment.
Yeah. What was that, dude?
Freaking
rubble, rubble, rubble. Freaking fry
air
guy.
Air tank down the gullet.
Oh, nice. Oh.
That's such a Jaws moment. Stolen. Yeah. Totally stolen.
There are people on that thing. Oh, good Lord.
Oh, well, why did one just fly straight up?
Because that thing's 12 inches tall.
Oh, love how it's rolling perfectly down the...
Guys, get out of the way, dude.
No. The most just, direct path to getting out of the way of something is straight.
Yes, everybody just step away from slightly it. To the side.
Yeah. This
oh,
is like
Santa
Prometheus.
Santa Monica Pier sign.
Oh, right by the Holiday Inn. I've stayed in that Holiday Inn.
Before it was Ferris wheeled.
Yes.
All right. I am being swayed a little bit toward the direction of
this is good.
This is obviously stupid for stupid's sake. I get it.
Right. Sure.
But I can kind of see why people are all having parties on the Scumbledon and laugh about it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I also love the fact that we don't really have to listen to any dialogue.
Yeah.
No. I think it would actually hurt the movie if we listened to dialogue.
Hey, yeah. Instead of destroying that bar, they actually just piled shit on it. Did you see that?
Yes.
So instead of having a set where it was actually destroyed, just pile a bunch of... Look.
Good enough.
It's just stuff piled on it.
I twist that's up cool. The stairs a little bit.
Yep.
That's my bar.
He's a ginger. I didn't know that. Kind of. He's a redhead.
A little bit.
Yeah. Look at what they did to the pier in MS Paint.
She's not very good.
Mm. Yeah, close enough.
I want to throw that out. Yeah, she's not.
This is important to the story.
Oh, yeah. That's right. There's a story here.
I guarantee you, if the people who made this movie had known how popular it was going to be, they would have cut out all this self-serious nonsense.
Yeah, I wonder if two. So we'll have to experiment, because I'll bet two does away with a lot of that. I've only seen one clip of two, and it featured Ian Ziering with a chainsaw in the sky and cutting a shark in half as it flew over his head. Now that's kind of awesome.
We should have watched that.
Yeah, it sounds great. Right. Maybe it's this one. I don't know, but I saw some clip.
It might be.
Everyone's just got normal traffic here. Don't mind the giant Ferris wheel, everybody. We'll just keep driving.
It happens.
So it started doing something in Los Angeles that hasn't happened in years. Rain.
And flash flooding as a result. I guess that would happen if it rained hard real quick.
Suddenly, it's a very realistic movie. And I just saw a car from Texas. That was weird.
Yeah. Stock footage. Okay. Now they're just in Mississippi for some reason. I've done
suddenly,
that.
Yeah, suddenly it's the theme song from True Blood.
That's just like Florida. And those sheets of rain are terribly rendered.
Yeah. Oh, there's some flooding footage from somewhere way away from Los Angeles.
Would we call this a montage?
Oh, yeah.
I would.
Oh,
yeah. All right. You got to understand the destruction, right? The Weather Channel montage.
Well, this is a shitty group of people, though.
I love how that those people had to sit in that truck in that car wash for days to get this.
It's not a bad idea.
The whole movie took days. That's a one take thing right there.
Imagine how many floodlights they put in the car wash to make it look like it looks.
Yeah, he's not the guy from Winter Soldier. But if you see that guy from Winter Soldier, you know who I'm talking about. And you go, oh yeah, they look like distant cousins or something.
Got like a tattoo on his neck, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's one of those Maori warrior looking dudes.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I know what you're talking about.
In fact, I think he's played that in something.
Mm-hmm.
He's also Spartacus. That's a show I couldn't remember. He's in Spartacus.
Ooh.
What would the asylum version of Whale Rider be called?
I don't know.
Ride Whaler.
Riders of the Whaler.
See the duck?
Ride Whaler. That was awesome.
Someone should have told that duck to duck.
Or fly. Can't they fly? Get out of here.
I'd feel pretty safe in a car against a shark.
Now, right. It's weird that the tires aren't even completely underwater, yet all you see of the sharks is the fin. Like, are they able to flatten themselves to...
flat sharks, yeah.
Yeah, like a flounder kind of thing?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's...
They get burned. Their nipples get all irritated, though.
Halibut shark.
Yeah. Dragging their nipples across the street.
Right. That's why they're so angry.
Speaking of cracked and bleeding nipples, this guy can tell you a thing or two. John Hurd and his cracked and bleeding nipples.
Now, I heard Ian Ziering say, we need to get to higher ground. And I would think you would just drive to higher ground. It's not a floodplain you're in. It's Los Angeles. There's hills everywhere.
Oh, look, they're joking. They're having a good time. Good time.
You just go to higher ground. Just go to higher. Oh.
And do people blow the horn like that? I mean, they show those street scenes like that, but do people just sit there and lay on the horn constantly?
In China.
That's true. In China, like they do.
Slam on the brakes really just means I'm going to hold the camera in front, shake it for a little while the car is parked.
And everybody lean forward.
Right, exactly.
Some Star Trek stuff in there.
So is the plot of the entire movie that Ian Ziering needs to pick up his daughter from school?
I hope so. Wait, is his daughter...
It's just a little water.
Water. Oh, I wonder if he's going to die.
I wonder if he'll die right now.
Mm. Yeah, anyone who doubts the villain in a horror movie.
How convenient for them to park just like that so that he could weave in and out.
Yeah, that worked out good.
Uh-oh. I wonder if there'll be sharks in that water.
No, this is called Sharknado, not shark water.
How'd they avoid that?
They certainly don't look too worried about it, do they?
No, that water displacement would have hit them too.
No, water doesn't travel downhill. Whatever, Scott.
They just, they park downhill and watch the water and it just washed by.
Yeah, that
was
easy.
That was terrible.
It was so bad.
Oh, there goes that guy.
The sharks are swimming right at them.
This is bad.
What are they going to do? What's he going to do? Is he going to get out and wrestle each one of the sharks?
Oh, she's acting, dude. She's acting.
They keep coming back to this car wash shot. It's so awful. It's because it's so bright.
I know. And every time they do a long shot, you see like, okay, well now there looks cloudy, but the other shot they just showed like sunny blue skies and everything.
You see big red rubber things hitting the window. Oh gosh.
Just, oh wow.
What was that even?
I think it was a head.
Is this filmed in the viaduct or not the viaduct? What do they call that? The Los Angeles.
Oh, where Terminator chased.
Yeah, always the dog.
Yeah, that Terminator chase. That's got to be what this is. Or something like it.
Are the Los Angeles River. The they're asking if they keep shooting.
Yeah, they. Exactly. Is that called the LA River? I thought that was like the viaduct or something. The aqueduct.
It's the Terminator River. They call it now to commemorate. It's a T-1000 River.
I want to say that the Rydell High kids raced in there as well.
I think you're right.
Drag race.
I played a lot of Twisted Metal in there. They actually featured that in there. Remember that?
Yep.
Oh, I love Twisted Metal back in the day. Oh, he's still got his stool. What the H? Why does he still have the stool?
That's his weapon.
Because he's a running joke.
Okay, trope of weapon of choice.
Literally and figuratively.
I'll help you, Kristen Wiig. I'll help you get your dog.
Oh, that was nice.
It did look like Kristen Wiig. Yeah. Oh, that's like, I hope,
I hope the shark eats the dog.
Now the stool has served its purpose.
What did he do? Why didn't he come back to the
the
magical
Oh, no, George.
John Hurd, you haven't had a solid stool in years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, crap.
Oh, he's dead.
No, you didn't see him actually die.
Did he just go out? Yes,
I just saw him die.
Back later.
There's blood.
He's coming back later.
No,
everyone else easily made it back to the Jeep Cherokee.
George is going down the drain.
Is that a Jeep?
Here's John Hurd's career.
Forerunner. It's a Forerunner. Toyota Forerunner.
They're going to swim everywhere.
Well, they're sharks, dude. They.
They're going to swim everywhere.
Just a little sexism there. Got to protect the girl.
Go.
Yeah.
All right.
She's an emotional wreck. Got to save her. Mm-hmm. Just like you do in movies.
Yeah, we got to go through it. Well,
because he's Australian, so he's got to say Australian things.
I got a rag on it now.
Yeah. We're going to be like a dingo out here. We got to get to higher ground. We're going to die like a kangaroo with a full finger. Whatever. He's just going to have a million of those. All right, ready? Go. Gun it.
Why would you gun it when the water hit? And that totally looked horrible.
Wow.
That's really bad.
We had better CG graphics last week.
But how much fun would this be to make? Like whoever's making this.
Actually, for these three people, though, they've just been sitting in a car a lot. The car hasn't been moving.
Right.
They're just sitting there.
They're still in a car wash.
Yeah.
Did you see that thing that hit the thing? I think that was a thing.
They're throwing flyers.
Threw some newspaper at them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You guys got some flyers we could throw around? Yeah.
Oh.
That looks actually like pretty good traffic in L.A. I've been in bad traffic in L.A. That does not look like bad traffic.
At this point, up to 1 million people have been killed by sharks, so the traffic should be thinning.
Yeah. It's the one. There's always an upside, dude. The glass is half full. All right. Look at that weird Matt Painty looking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Griffith Park. Wow, that's bad.
You guys, Randy lives in Orange County. I just want to put that out there. That's why he's noticing these things.
And the funny thing is, with all the brightness from the sun, they have to like put a gray filter on everything to make it look like it's bad weather.
Do you ever go down to the Family Mart there, Randy? Down at the Family Mart?
No, that's L.A. I don't care about L.A.
Ooh, what is that?
The Fraudado. What was that?
A Fraudado?
It was Prada.
It was Prada? A Prada sign that had been mangled.
Oh, mm-hmm. Brian said Fraudado.
I couldn't read it.
What the hell's a Fraudado?
That's what I ordered at the Mexican food restaurant.
Oh, shark. Oh, no. How's it going to get to the house? Come on, dude.
Yeah. Wow. It's like it's following him.
He owns a bar and this is his house?
No, this is like his...
No wonder he's crying.
His child's mother's house?
Mm.
Well, she's doing better than him. He should have stayed with her. Oh, this is Tara Reid. Get out of here.
Tara Reid's his baby mama?
What's wrong with her face? Something's wrong with her face.
That's Tara Reid.
She's getting older. It happens.
Is that all that is? It's just something's wrong there.
No, she's like, she's in her late 30s, right? Hitting 30s. Look how angry she looks, though.
It looks like a scar, though.
Hard living is what happened to Tara Reid.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, they're flying out. How does, where do you get that kind of pressure?
Oh. Shark pigeons.
Yeah.
What?
Damn, oh. He's dead. I was on Facebook talking about Fred. Dad, you're always ruining my weekend.
God. Oh,
oh my gosh. It's my boyfriend, Dad, he loves me. And I love him.
Wow. Ooh. Shit. Frat boy. You don't have a family.
This is so bad.
I want to say that.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. 20th what? Of month.
What? Gets her on the 20th, I guess.
Right.
So the 20th is when douchebag here has his period.
I think this guy played a bad college student on 90210 as well.
Yeah.
Is that hair real?
He's like 20 years younger than Ian Ziering. He would have played a middle schooler.
Right. Good point.
That shark would be dead so quick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess. That was fun.
Oh, jeez.
Good timing there, buddy.
So.
Whoa.
Are we to assume that the shark flew through the window? Because I didn't even see shark. I just saw water and broken glass.
I think it was just water
and lights flickering. Glass.
Where did Mullet go? There he is.
Oh.
Something's on my foot. He looks like he's really trying real hard, doesn't he? Here, give me your hand. Give me your hand.
This movie is following horror movie logic
right.
to a T.
Anytime you're a dick, you're the next to die.
Yeah.
No, don't help him. He's a bloody mess.
It's too late.
You need to pry him out of the shark's face?
You don't want that. You do not want what's coming out of that shark's mouth. You don't want it. That's too funny.
That's great.
Should ask Tara, do you want the top half or the bottom half?
Which half has the drugs in it, man? Give me the part with his pockets in there.
No, not my favorite picture of Tara Reid when I was still young and attractive.
We just took that a minute ago and printed it out on the laser printer.
That bookcase is just big enough to save Rose, but not Jack.
Slow motion. Man,
sharks are kind of wusses if three people can beat them up.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Scott? If not for the slow motion in this movie, it would have only been 25 minutes long.
The Nemo sharks are more realistic than this shark.
This is true.
Fish are food, not friends.
Wow. He did not even ripple the water when he sunk back into it.
Are they in? That looked like they're all swimming in mercury or something.
If only this had been an animated movie by Pixar.
I'd be into that.
Oh, yeah.
And he's still not discouraged.
Instead, it's an animated movie by two guys with an iMac one weekend.
No doubt. And in that case, good on him. You know what I mean? Like, if this is just your shitty YouTube series, you win.
Yeah.
But if it's your network... Oh, jeez. Another one.
So much blood.
Blood-nado. Hey, there's some story, guys. Some story.
Exposition.
There's a reason to leave the house.
Not Van Nuys.
This is so shitty, dude.
Angry acting.
Pause for effect.
Yeah. I love how every one of them just saw the most horrific thing they'll ever see in their lives. And they're sitting on the stairs talking.
Yep.
Well, good.
What do you think over there, Australia? This is a knife, and then stab the shark.
We have to go upstairs and take every drug in the drug cabinet.
Brilliant.
I really don't see what's wrong with just going upstairs. I mean, the water's not going to get that high, right?
I'm glad their power went out.
Oh, that's the worst idea ever.
Yeah.
Getting in the water.
They don't call him Fearless Ian Ziering for nothing.
I have a feeling there's going to be at least 7 more times in this movie you could call it the worst idea ever.
All right, hey, let's count.
Back.
Wow.
Ian Ziering just stabbed a shark through the brain with a lamp post.
Sounds legit.
Where'd all that water come from that's in the house if it's not outside?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah.
The house is built down in a hole.
The house down is flooding. Outside, maybe a quarter inch of water.
You know, all those L.A. basements they're famous for.
Yes.
What? What? What?
It left the just house, in time.
The house filled with water like a big water balloon.
What? What?
I'm starting to think maybe the sharks have some kind of control over the water in some kind of capacity.
You think there's a sci-fi angle here then?
I think so. I think something's got to be going on. Something is manipulating the water to travel where it needs to be.
Let's see if that bears out in the plot, because I am curious. It's entirely possible.
It's entirely crazy.
Oh, I know what it is. Aquaman is behind the whole thing.
He's such a dick.
We've traded out.
He can't control the water.
Sure he can. He's got some whales over there blowing water out their spout holes.
I just like to point out, we're back to the car stuff again.
Yep.
We've traded out one person and traded in two.
Yep. No more John Hurd.
Seriously, most of this movie is going to be these people in this car.
I'd like to note, John Hurd got greater credit position than Ian Ziering did and died already. I think that says something about John Hurd. My dad.
Dad, stop making your dad jokes. It's not
so
funny.
Lame. My phone will get reception here. I was going,
who put these rocks on my hood?
They're not going anywhere either.
Sharks with their articulating fins. Those look like chunks of T-1000 again.
They do, all shiny, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to melt down and come together. Whoa, I love that trope. Cock your guns.
She just keeps doing that, too. That's like the third or fourth time.
That's not a good idea.
Expelling rounds for no reason.
She's getting a hit. Oh,
is she putting on her lipstick?
Well, she's just getting a hit. She needs to get through the day.
Call Matt. He's dead.
Oh, Siri's not working?
She's using her phone's. That's so dumb. I mean, would you ever do that?
No.
Here, hold on. Quiet, everybody. Siri, can you point me to the? Okay, Google. Freaking.
Save me from typing 7 letters.
Hey, whatever, guys. This was 2013. We didn't know any better.
Yeah, right.
It's a whole different time back then.
Walmart bag. I saw a Walmart bag.
I saw a Walmart bag, too.
Yeah, I always see one. Something wrong with me.
It's beautiful, like a Kevin Spacey movie.
Oh, gosh.
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. At Tiantio Express.
I'm glad Tara Reid's in the story now.
Mm-hmm.
Tara Reid was less thrashed looking last time I saw her. I don't mean age. It's something else.
No. I mean, she's had some hard living. She's, you know, she did that party thing, that party show for E, where she was drinking every episode.
Well, and this movie came out 14 months ago, so it was filmed about 15 months ago, and you know, she's actually gotten better looking since then.
I was about to say, I'm proud of her. I think she's done really good. Would turn her life around.
Has she? I hope.
So, do they keep showing that school bus because there's somebody on there? Is Matt on that school bus?
Right. No, there's a bunch of sharks in it.
And as soon as they open up, water is going to come gushing out of it like it's a fire hose.
Brian, they are fish. They do have to go to school.
Oh look, that's what's his face.
Whoa, hold on. Did he have missiles on his thing?
Missile sharks.
Oh, there are other sharks. Oh. The shark missiles, dude.
Remores.
Missile sharks is way better.
Who's the idea bus driver guy?
What the?
He's familiar.
How did he pass the test?
It's Andy Williams.
Hey, we need the creepiest pedophile-looking guy possible to drive our bus. We have your man right here.
We have your man. He drives for the school district.
Does Tara Reid have kids? Does anyone know?
I think
I thought you meant in this movie.
No, in real life.
She's got two. Have you been watching it?
I wonder if she has kids. Either that or she's had some really weird stomach surgery. I'm just looking at photos.
What did you? I was about to say, when has she shown her stomach in this?
Not yet in the movie. It's in this.
So
she gets in a bikini later on. Is that what you're telling me? Two piece.
Yes, it's
only on the internet
as protection from sharks.
So, the bus driver is a well rehearsed actor named Robbie Rist.
I was about to say he looks familiar.
His IMDb photo is of him when he was like 10.
Right.
Was he like a child actor?
He was a child actor, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What was he in? I recognize his face.
Iron Eagle is the best.
Ah, Iron Eagle.
Oh, we had that on our list once.
Oh, I totally remember that kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe he just looks like a bunch of kids.
He was Oliver on the Brady Bunch a long time ago.
Wow, really? Same guy?
Same guy, Robbie Rist.
Yeah, okay. Totally recognize him. Jeez.
Oliver on the Brady Bunch.
Cousin Oliver. Jeez.
She was so happy looking in the early career. I'm just looking at these old photos. She looks so happy. And then there's this late career stuff. She looks terrible. Like, she's just unhappy. Did you guys know the Sharknado poster says that the tagline for this movie is Sharknado, enough said?
Yes. And it's not it's enough said. It's, everybody knows it's enough said.
Oh, it's enough said. I mean, well, this one says enough said, but.
Right. Yeah. I guess it was probably legal reasons not to do that.
Well, that guy actually played Booger in the TV adaptation of Revenge of the Nerds.
Great. Well, I like Harry Knowles. He's great. He's a good.
Ain't it cool to see him in this movie?
It's really cool.
Oh, this is going to be the slowest rescue ever if it's going to take that long just to save one. There's like 40 kids in that bus. I'm not hanging around for this.
Yeah, and they're all like seniors.
Oh, good movie, Brian. Good timing, Brian. We are exactly halfway through the movie.
Oh, no way. Right.
Good. Fantastic. Or, as I like to say, one eighth of Hatari.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Just imagine, though,
I'm so
if Shark.
Glad I dodged that bullet.
Imagine if Sharknado was a real thing that happened and someone made a documentary about it.
It'd be amazing.
Well, Tara Reid actually
said. Is that not what this is?
She did in an interview with somebody. She actually said that, it could happen. I think we talked about that on TMS.
She thinks it could happen. And you should never just count the possibility. It could happen.
I'm just saying, imagine how long it would be if it was called Ken Burns Sharknado.
Oh, it'd be amazing. Mother, I have not sent you a letter for 2 fortnights. The war here has been real trouble. Yeah, we could. I'd end up panning shot of some black and white. What's that guy holding? Oh,
fire extinguisher.
What's that for?
So he can shove it in a shark's mouth and blow it up.
Oh, I thought. Okay. I thought he was going to use it to propel himself up the thing.
He is. Hold on a second.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. You knew that had to happen. You never send that guy up last.
Oliver.
Oh, Booger.
Cousin Oliver.
Oh, don't put it down.
He's no Booger, dude. No.
Yeah, Booger turned down this movie.
Oh, the shark manity.
Oh, he is going down. No, they're going to chomp him.
Yeah, he's basically food on a rope.
It's Hume Sharkity. Come on, there. Oh, wow. They're also shallow.
What kind of movie are you making, by the way, when you can't get Curtis Armstrong? I don't know.
Yeah, right. That's a really good question. He's actually been in some decent stuff lately, that guy.
Oh, you made it.
I'm surprised.
All of a Booger name made it.
he did. I thought he was still hanging.
Get your feet up.
Uh-oh.
Now it's going to start climbing the rope with his teeth.
Physics-defying shark on your thing.
When is it going to fire its shark missiles?
Of course, fray.
Oh, no.
Anytime a rope is being used, it has to fray.
Come on, Australia.
Well, look, they're just standing there screaming. They're not helping at all. Just screaming. Ah!
I wonder if it'll break just as he's able to get a handhold on the bridge.
Jeez.
Or its surface.
All right, Brian's got... I like these bets we do during the thing. Brian says he'll grab it right as it breaks.
I think he's going to cut himself loose.
Oh.
That'll help
the weight issue.
What did that splash do? It was magic. Okay. Close enough.
How awesome would it have been if he'd accidentally cut himself off and the shark was still there?
Wait, cut below me. Dang it. I always get this wrong.
That splash was horrendous.
It was really bad.
It stayed stationary.
I can't believe they didn't kill off the Australian in that scene. I thought that was coming.
Oh, they have their opportunity. They'll get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, high five. High five, everybody. Yeah.
I was on 90210. I never heard of it. That's all right. Ask your parents.
Way to survive. Good job. Hollywood.
Booger.
What was that for? Leg shot.
That was Booger on TV.
Uh-oh.
No, he's the new John Hurd, dude. We're screwed.
Hollywood.
Hollywood. Love it.
Dude, there's so many sharks on the sky.
What's holding them there?
Magic. Shark
Intense
magic.
Intense winds. Gale force winds.
Oh, is she going to take a wood to the face?
That's what she said.
Oh.
Why is he dressed like Bobby Brady?
Like that was the slowest hover.
Hey, what like is happening?
He's doing like a Matrix thing. Just that get on the ground. Amazing.
They've dodged way more letters than there are in Hollywood.
Right. Can you imagine how long it took them to film that? And they're just dead. Like, just dance. Just dance in front of me.
One last letter that they didn't hear coming.
Yep, he's dead.
It'll take him out.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's so dead. Because
he's standing in a scene that is totally a death scene.
Exactly. And he's laughing. Nope. Boom.
Oh.
Boom.
No, no one saw it coming.
Except for the four of us.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And all the letters are piling up on top of him.
Yeah. And it spells, why gold dude? I put a G in there. I know.
Sure.
Oh, a G
one of the letters having... the O's got twisted around to a G shape.
Sure.
Gee, I can't imagine why they'd be having car trouble.
I thought that guy just yelled chocolate pudding for some reason.
He did.
Chocolate pudding.
By the
chocolate
way,
chocolate pudding. This is an Australian derogatory phrase.
Hey, look, a PlayStation 1 era graphic is in the sky.
Why is he wearing those gloves again? I'm confused.
Eczema.
So you don't want to handle Terror Eid without some sort of protection.
Oh my God. You never know
when
it's suddenly not raining or flooding.
We're going to get some pro Terror Reed emails. I'm sure of it.
Oh, did you see a shark on the helipad? There's another one on another helipad.
There's one person in particular I expect it from. I will not say their name.
Is it from T. Reed?
T. Reed.
86 at Yahoo.
You guys are jerks.
Terror Reed is a survivor at gmail.com.
I'm going to drink again.
Yeah.
Man, nobody ever grieves anyone's death in this movie.
No. No time.
No time, dude.
No time. Well, at least they found a street that isn't flooded.
We just saved a school bus full of children, and their teacher died.
We got time to high five.
Right in front of them.
Hey, she's doing the Dukes of Hazzard wheel shake.
The other kid that they were going after?
What? Cool. What?
It's been right there the whole time.
Right. There's something supernatural going on here.
Baseball bat. Because they didn't have any trouble with steel. The baseball bat will surely be.
Why not slam on the brakes and let the
stop with your logic?
Maybe they will. Here she goes. She's gonna do it. Fish launch. Do it.
Son of a.
That. There you go.
Yep. No.
Oh,
that was good.
That is one powerful shotgun.
It really is.
Bloody hell, he says.
Like, you know, like you have 20 gauge, a stronger 12 gauge, and even stronger 10 gauge. That's like a 2 gauge.
Why was there a Christmas decoration laying in the road?
I saw that. He bit the gas line. What does that? How?
Why would that make it explode?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's not a problem.
That's not a problem at all.
No, because everyone knows. Running.
Wow. Hey, I have an iPhone app that'll fake explosions like that in video I take. Yes. That's so bad.
Unfortunately, it also downloads the new U2 album.
I mean, in a way, I know I'm getting suckered in, right? Because I know this is bad on purpose. I just don't know how on purpose.
Right.
Like, I don't know yet.
Right. We need to be able. Oh, yeah, that looks good.
How do you have power, dude?
Apparently,
but we decided we're going to still sell liquor.
Yeah, they got plenty of that left.
Let's see, got some Lucky Charms over here,
apparently this was the candy bar shelf.
Yeah,
apparently water, honey.
This is the strategically everything is laying Styrofoam on the side, so you can't read the brand name on it shelf.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Got some NyQuil over here.
They might look at all the cans. I'm serious.
They're all turned. All
That's
the cans
amazing. That's amazing.
Must have taken hours.
Look, they're all turned around.
Turn back
to see some aspirin. That is awesome.
I'm telling you, some days I just want to work on a set.
Me too.
I just want to do junk like that.
I want to be that guy. Dude, go make sure nobody can read Pepto Bismol.
That's a double L TV, not Dell, not a Dell monitor, no. But a double L TV.
Did it really say double L?
It just said yeah. LL. Was
the, without the DE on it.
You getting a pregnancy
the
test?
Dot over the Dell. See? It's a Dell monitor.
It is.
Wow.
By the
way,
just missed it. Scott's dad threw a towel over all the naughty magazines.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I'm glad you remember that story. It's a classic.
Hopefully we'll get another shot of them.
All of his booze turned around. That M&M thing back there has one M showing.
That's exactly what I thought
just,
I saw.
It's just M.
It's just M. Peanut M's, you know. Kind.
Do you like plain and M's or peanut and M's?
Well, let me have a bottle of that gay Gruss vodka behind you then.
So he's
blaming going, it. He's going with conspiracy. It.
Exactly. So he's going with terrorist attack, right?
Yeah.
Conspiracy. Yeah.
Dude, all the gums turned upside down.
Yeah, I cannot not see those things now.
It's ridiculous.
It's kind of killing me.
Yeah.
That LL with that bad LL. Label. That's just.
Why don't they just cover the whole thing up?
Right.
Off-brand bananas. Is that clothes back there? What part of LA is this? Movie cars for rent.
Let's get the Batmobile.
Movie cars.
Do they really have a place where you can buy movie cars?
I don't think they call it movie cars.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Why don't you just tell me the kind of car you'd like?
That is awesome.
I'll bet it's like.
Love that Hummer. Do you have Hummers in LA? I don't think you're allowed to.
Oh, they all get one once a week at least. Oh, yeah, you mean the car. Got it.
Yeah.
I was driving behind a Hummer the other day on the 405 that was going half the speed limit.
I was about to say that he didn't get beaten.
That was a fellatio joke I made, by the way.
Yeah, we got it.
Oh, thanks.
Brian. We got it. Hey, what's with the bright white light?
Gosh, now, why would they caution tape one area?
Right.
There's not enough caution tape.
It's a heavy
in
shark
the world.
Area.
It's also the driest area we've seen the entire film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't raining over here.
I mean, it was raining men.
Brian, what's that cover?
I don't know. I was about to say, they're listening. Oh, yeah. Wow. That was hilarious.
That was great. Here comes Poncherelli.
Here comes
Poncherelli. Oh, they got tape on the Hummer tire, too, on the hub.
Do they really?
By the way,
yeah.
Thanks to Mark Maron's interview, I now know that Dax Shepard is producing and is going to play John in the Chips movie reboot.
I heard about that. Yeah. Yeah. Going to be more along the lines of 21 Jump Street, like
they're taped up,
dirty comedy kind of thing.
Today I learned that a Hummer can peel out and squeal away. Is that a nitrous button?
Yeah, because every movie car has a nitrous button.
A nitrous button.
Oh my God.
I'm loving this movie more and more.
This movie was designed by a committee of 14-year-old boys.
It's really bad.
And then the car can have a nitrous button, and then they can push it, and it makes them go 150 miles an hour.
How's that going to go? He'll see it and say, hey, is that a nitrous button? And then he'll push it. That's terrible.
And then everybody has to lean back.
You guys.
I love this hair metal, though. I'm really digging it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not hearing. I can't recognize it if it's a cover.
At first, it sounded familiar, but I'm not sure.
It sounds like a GNR almost, so I'm almost thinking it's got to be some kind of Guns N' Roses.
Ah, Sunny Meadows Retire.
With a big replica prop plane on top
big
of it.
Gull wing plane hanging out.
That's perfect.
Oh, because it's at the airport. It's the airport retirement home.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
It's for convenience. And they've... Oh,
this is.
Oh, that looks real.
Oh. Meanwhile, back in Santa Monica.
Meanwhile, back in your iTunes visualizer. Jeez. That's what that looks like.
It does.
Command T, everybody. Command T. And you'll get to see that on your own computer. That's awful. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It's still sunny out. What are we going to do?
Oh, I love those big spikes coming out in front of it. That's going to come into play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's a movie car.
No trespassing. So everybody go through that door.
Could you see the sign that was behind it? This is embarrassing.
No.
There was a sign. Oh, and they've even covered the plane logo. Great. We don't want to pay shit, you guys. Cover everything.
Now, if somebody was a pilot here, we'd have it made.
Right? Only, what are you saying, Brian? That they need to fly up into the sky and fight the sharks?
Yes.
That's right. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Take the fight to the sharks.
If they can spin around, if they can get in the tornado and fly that plane the opposite direction, it will undo the tornado, the sharknado.
I love how it just stopped right in its paces until they came back out to look at it again.
Well,
hadn't moved an inch.
They spared no expense.
Is that a dinosaur egg over there? What is that?
Yeah, looks like it. That's what every flight school has.
I'm going to call her Shotgun Sarah, man.
Shotgun Sally.
Yeah, she is with. She's short, got that thing
with shorty shorts.
Yeah, shorty Daisy Dukes. Cock it again.
Actually, they're kind of loose Dukes.
They're kind of really loose Dukes. Dukes.
Yeah.
If you got a bad case of the loose Dukes, you gotta get that looked at.
Yeah, I'm Matt. Who are you?
Hello.
That's the guy from that's the kid from
Nope.
Yes,
you're
is.
You're thinking X-Men. It's not him.
No. The new TV series that's on HBO, The Leftovers.
He's the kid.
Is he the son?
Yeah, he's the son from The Leftovers.
I bet
yeah.
he's better on Leftovers. Is my guess.
Far better.
Totally.
I bet he lives longer on Leftovers.
Well, he made it through the first season,
right?
I mean, spoiler alert.
Spoilers.
How is that show?
It's good. We think
it's really good.
I want to watch
really
it.
I really like it. I there are people who are kind of iffy about it, but I'm really enjoying it.
The only iffies I've ever heard are people who are just being pissy about Lost and think it's going to end in an unsatisfactory way. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's fair.
I don't think this was going to end with any mystery.
I want him to take that blanket off the back of that plane so I can see what brand it is.
Hey, why don't you go stand over there?
Oh, shit.
Oh.
And get sucked away.
Wow.
That was kind of
awesome.
That
was a random piece of wind that just didn't affect much else.
No, he's got a prop. Did you see him take the prop?
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. That's going to
save amazing.
You. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Ian Ziering. Hold on.
Hold on to that metal door.
This is like basically holding on to a parasail. Bye-bye.
Yes, right, exactly.
Just let it go, man.
Let it go.
This is making me love Twister.
That door's going to fly up in the thing. Oh, you mean a good tornado movie. Mm-hmm. I like that movie a lot.
I do, too.
Phew, that was easy.
What?
It's like this whole weather and shark system is following Ian Ziering. He's like the pig pen of Sharknado.
I wonder if he's creating this in his mind.
Ooh, it's kind of the
The
Cameron Fry of deal.
If he wakes up next to Shannon Doherty in some bed somewhere after this is all over, I will love this movie.
It was
movie.
All a dream. Yeah. Ah, your face.
Yeah,
your
face.
That toy does not like a toy airplane like really close to the camera at all.
Okay, tornado just came through here, destroyed everything except that helicopter. Can you fly it? Of course I can fly it.
Planes, no. Helicopters, sure. I flew one of these in Nam. Wait, I'm too young for that.
This is where all the money went, by the way.
Yeah. And wait for her loose dukes to get longer. We got to go.
Sounds like getting shorter by the minute.
Throws down
you might want that crowbar.
What is it? Is it a Costco? What does he see? That store has everything he needs.
Surplus something something.
Is it a movie car rental place?
Surplus.
Hey, the surplus store.
Oh, no. Right on the, aren't all the surplus places airport
locked.
Grounds?
Let's go.
Yeah.
What are they worried about?
And they have
Shotgun
no security.
Sally is ready to shoot anything.
But she never fired it. She didn't need to cock it again.
Why was there a problem? We need some sander disc and some nail guns.
Nail guns, dude.
Steve needs a sander.
But look, it says ool. What is that?
Yeah.
A ool up there.
Box ool. Fastening system.
How much black tape did they go through in this movie?
And red tape and
look
yellow tape.
Look at this
tape.
Chainsaw by Ilwaukee.
Ilwaukee.
Oh, no, I'm gonna have this one by Akin Ecker.
This is my favorite part of the... Look at it up there. They've got big black tape.
Black tape.
Yeah. This is my favorite thing about the movie is how everything is so nondescript on purpose like that.
Right.
I mean, thought they would actually get money for showing product placement.
It's the other way. It's the other way. Isn't it?
You have to pay?
They're a crappy movie. If you're making a crappy movie.
Yeah, then you pay. I think if you're the next Spielberg movie, then Apple says, yeah, please use our Macs and our logos or whatever.
What's she going to do with a hedge clipper?
I'd like to know more about that part of that business.
Mm.
product placement and how it works. Because I there's what's the cutoff?
Look here, Sledgehammer.
Because the way like Michael Bay so lovingly shows Coke or whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like that must mean the movie's making a bunch of money with that.
Right.
Bobby and Llewellyn
have not even soloed yet. Sounds like a good deal to me.
What do you mean, a bomb-nado?
A bomb-nado.
Bomb-nado. Whoa, don't say bomb-nado out loud. You'll get in trouble for saying bomb-nado.
I just like to say right now to the NSA, I think it's listening as we record this.
If you're algorithmically pulling my text-to-speech out.
Close, I know. It's very close.
Bomb-nado.
Not, just want not you with, to a know, T, NATO. With a D.
We are unaffiliated with ISIS. I apologize for saying ISIS. Oh, well.
I meant to say. Yeah. Oh, look, they found the red tape.
They found the red tape.
She still got her Game Boy? What is she doing? Oh, radio.
She's still looking at the weather radio thing.
She had to quickly run around and talk to all of her
neighbors. What kid her age does not have an iPhone and instead has some kind of weather
weather camera TV. Or weather TV thing? Yeah. Well, turn that bag around because I don't want to see what brand that is. Now I'm just in this to see if they screw up and show a brand by accident. That would be great.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw the full name Ryobi a minute ago, but come on, Ryobi. Like they're going to sue.
Is that who are they? Like a tool people or something?
Yeah. They're big around here. We have Ryobi plants.
That looks like a used tank.
What are those Yahoos doing in the background? They're back there, like,
really
practicing pro wrestling moves or something.
This is the dad doesn't understand me part of these movies.
I really could use an A-team moment right now.
Figure each other right now. I figure each other out now.
I think they're going to get a little insight. I got your back.
Gosh, I could really use
maybe
somebody.
My dad isn't the a-hole that my mom keeps telling me he is.
And this guy to remind us he will die at some point.
Yes.
Maybe I should spend time with my dad on the 6th and the 20th.
You cannot so cover those up.
Oh. You saw my gills.
Gills, exactly. The woman from gills. Atlantis.
I'm the fish lady they're after.
Wow, these are the worst scars ever.
I've only watched a few episodes of Face Off, and I could have put better scars on that person.
Now it's the sculpting phase.
It did like one of those, like those
face. Oh, the makeup. I forgot about the makeup show. Yeah. This is like the same network. They had access to those people.
Mm-hmm. It like a scar kit you could pick up from like Walmart or someplace. It didn't. You ever use those?
No. I think I want to say Kim maybe got it for the kids or something, but
right.
I never.
Because it's all glossy and stuff.
Yeah. I never trusted it. Oh, now they're going to.
This movie is 88 minutes long. It could have been less.
Here's a reason for hating the sharks. When I was young, a shark ate my grandpa.
Yeah. ever since then, I brought a multiple caulking gun with me everywhere I went.
You ate my paw.
And also, for a girl that's trying to hide scars on her legs, I sure wear the shorty shorts. Seriously, if you have scars you don't want to show?
Yeah, you don't wear
the shorts. Wear pants! Sorry, Carter.
This is another one of those movies, and I just want to talk tropes for a moment, where you got to believe in a city the size of Los Angeles, there are multiple groups of plucky adventurers trying to stop the sharks.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So these people should actually come head-to-head with all sorts of other A-teams that are out there doing roughly the same thing.
No, because they are all after Ian Ziering.
Right.
The sharks are only after this team.
Yeah, aren't we
exactly.
All?
This is the only team with anything to worry about.
Okay.
The elusive Ian Ziering.
I'd love to see like Bill Paxton show up. Wouldn't it Bill Paxton?
Oh, I would watch anything that Twister. Bill Paxton showed
up. Yeah, Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton.
Yeah, right. Philip Seymour Hoffman driving
That'd
the
That'd be awesome. Just kind of show
Rest
up.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. He was great in that. He wasn't even bad in the thing that was a tiny role and meant nothing. He was great in that.
Now
this is a knife.
Let's go happy face on it. We do that in Australia.
Seriously, her shorts are too short to hide a scar. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I'm not buying that she cares. Part of her wants them to be seen.
She wants people to see her scars.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Don't worry. It's been there for the last 30 minutes.
Dad, the CGI dust ball is coming. That's so bad looking. How old is Twister? That looks great in Twister.
Well, they had a budget in Twister.
1999, I think. Kind of in the mood to see Twister now. Hey, for real.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Who's Baz?
Baz Luhrmann is who they're talking about.
Oh, Baz.
Director Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He built a better movie. Mr. Ziering?
Touching.
Why are they hugging this guy?
Because he's going off in a helicopter. Yeah. He's gonna bomb the shark.
You do, buddy. You do, buddy. How do they know each other? I forgot.
Right. You guys think this this flannel hoodie is in style again this year? You think it
makes me want to listen to Chris Cornell? Nirvana? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a gun in his belt.
Okay. I think I'll bet you Ian Ziering is totally nice guy and fun to hang around.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
He strikes me as just a nice guy.
I just want to point out she's going up in a helicopter with a student of flying.
Right. In a tornado.
Only filled because
in a sharknado.
The only reason she's willing to get in this thing with him is because he also had a scar.
True.
Oh, good point. Hey, now they're
scar buddies.
Yeah. Scar buddies. Scar buddies. Scar buddies. Wherever
she
I'm
goes,
scarred.
I go.
All right, here we go.
Flying right toward the tornado.
I'm looking forward to this.
You know what works well in a tornado?
Helicopter.
Helicopter.
Throw all those bombs they made into the tornado.
You know, a device that needs really, really stable air around it. Yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Brilliant.
Not a problem. Do helicopters have little airplane gauges on them?
Look at his arm. Look at his arm.
Sure. I mean, they've got to be able to tell you your altitude and stuff.
Well, I know, but why does it have an airplane symbol on it?
Oh.
You can't shoot it from there. It's a shotgun.
Oh, she overcocked the gun.
I'm actually not sure why they call the Sharknado or even need the tornado.
Oh, that was so close. He shot that shark with a pistol before it hit the helicopter. Right.
And then it dropped like it flew.
right.
Like
right.
A bird.
There was no momentum. It was flying.
You know, for a guy that really, I'm a guy that did not like Independence Day. I'm starting to really like Independence Day.
Oh, yeah.
It's starting to make a lot more sense, isn't it?
This movie, seriously, this movie makes Randy Quaid look like a genius.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want you to think.
One here. See, when the Humvee gets sucked up into the tornado.
It's already loaded with nitrous. Why are they putting more in it?
Hit the nitrous button.
Yeah. As we learned with the Forerunner earlier, vehicles really explode. You don't need to help them.
Open the valve. Okay. Where's your plan going?
Keep moving your arm.
You just throw it in there and that does it? That's how you stop a tornado? You just throw the nitrous in there?
Yeah, you throw a bomb in there.
Yeah. It's anti-tornado spray.
Tornado
repellent.
So you're using smoke detectors. Is this
4? Wow. 5. Why were we counting?
Yeah. Down into the core, the shark core.
Oh.
What did that just shoot a couple of sharks out?
There you go. No problem. So they took care of it.
So this
we
is
have been fighting tornadoes all wrong, people.
Apparently so, yes. We just need
centuries.
To throw a duct tape flare attached to a fire extinguisher into it, and we're all set.
Oh, this is going to be bad for Tara Reid. No.
No.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
They're going to cut it in half. Maybe this is the scene.
This is the scene.
No, that was awesome.
No, you know what? The one I saw, the one I saw is the sequel one, and it looked a lot better than that.
That was
amazing. That was pretty cool.
I think we see another one soon.
There will never be a better moment in this movie.
Oh.
Oh.
Jeez.
That's not
how
I saw that.
Why did we get a truck with spikes? Oh, that was a bad idea.
And by the way, this is what I'm interested in. So more of this. I want stupid, ridiculous deaths. And
I just love how he's like duck hunting and it's just shooting them down.
It's great how they're, with all this trajectory, the shooting is what stops them and makes them change direction.
Did you hear the
toy airplane in the front?
Oh, those toy airplanes.
It just cracks me up.
There was a dusty crop hopper in there.
Did you guys hear the sound after he shot him? It went like this. Oh, good Lord.
Oh,
that's the end of Brewski or whatever his name is.
Well, maybe.
Finally.
We didn't actually see him die.
That's true.
It's like Captain Kirk.
Are we going to see
George
another...
die either?
Yeah.
Oh, how many tornadoes are there?
Three.
Infinite tornado. They're infinite tornadoes.
None. I'm still not convinced there's anything there. I'm pretty sure that is just shitty bad CGI. Hey, you guys, I have After Effects. Let's make a movie.
Stay in the pool. Like, get out of the pool. What part of the LA are they in? Because we need to be there. It's safe.
No, that's exactly. That retirement home right next to the airport.
All right.
Johnny Waves. Johnny with an I.
Did they just say that?
They did Connect Four.
Who makes that television? Agnavox?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
Well, all the old people all have aneurysms and cardiac.
Put a damper on playing some Connect Four later, that's for sure.
I love how at the retirement home, they're all sitting on folding chairs, all facing the same direction.
I got four across. Connect Four. Play again.
That was not four.
You light it and you throw it, and it falls straight down.
Oh, wow, not this time.
We're not even going to show it this time.
Yeah.
I like that the tornado was selective in a sucking up of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any tuna in there. Of course, that would not be saltwater, would it?
Oh.
Oh.
I think Tom Merritt told me he loved this, but he is... Oh,
oh well, I love it.
Sweet.
Red shirt.
Sweet.
Bye-bye, red shirt.
Sweet.
He had like one line.
Really,
how would a shark be able to survive without being in water?
Hammerhead.
Just dropped another shark on him for good measure. That was wonderful.
I guess they breathe air, right? They're mammals, so.
Sharks? Right?
No, they're fish.
Oh, they are fish. Fish. Right, right.
Are whales they fish? Are they're not like whales.
They have gills.
Now you better get out of
the I'll pull her in.
He pulled her in.
Oh my gosh, sharks in the pool, the scariest thing ever.
Wait, you were right by steps.
I remember seeing this in Cocoon. This is what happened, right? Old people in a pool and sharks. Here's your walker lady.
It won't matter. They can just jump out and walk over and eat the old man.
Oh,
don't run.
Now, how am I going to kill these sharks in this swimming pool?
Oh, that's smart, actually. Pour some gasoline, which was conveniently next to the pool.
That was in an ocean they just showed.
Yeah, why did we just jump back to the shark with the missiles? That makes no
really,
sense.
Really, really large pool when you look at it from the inside.
And he threw it right in the part of the water where there's no gas.
Yeah, brilliant. Now I think.
Yeah. What? Of course.
I think Dunaway's ahead now, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, am I ahead now?
I might be.
But why did he blow up the pool? When the sharks are contained, like those sharks aren't a problem. They're stuck in that pool.
Well, he wants to make sure that nobody else goes swimming there.
Ever. History of ever.
Now that it has had Sharknado sharks in it, it must be destroyed.
It is tainted. Tainted with the blood. Did you just say hymonic?
Yes. She said got it.
Oh, this is hymonic.
That's the name of the helicopter. It's a harmonic.
The name of the helicopter is Miracle.
Hey, they used that shot before that.
End yep,
of that
flight. Same exact shot. So what do you think we're going to see next? First, what do you think is the next reuse of a shot we're going to see? The shark with the shark missiles.
It's my shun.
Mm-hmm. It's the sea shark, the ocean shark, right?
Yeah.
Did he just say it's my son?
Yes.
That's not his son.
Yeah, that's his son. That's Matt.
That's his son. That's how they met him. They were looking for him.
Oh, right.
Because he wasn't hanging out with his buddies in Tampa. He was at flight school.
Okay.
And nobody ever tells him anything.
Yeah, he doesn't know shit.
So that last one didn't work?
That shark jumped all the way up from the ground.
Yeah, it did.
That was great. See, more of that dumb stuff is what I want. Get off me.
I can kill this shark with a knife.
Oh. What's she stabbing him with?
A knife.
Oh, no. Whoops.
Yay. Oh, no way. I didn't see that happening that way.
Wow.
Oh.
Reaction.
This movie, no one grieves in this movie.
So, Lon, if he's good in The Leftovers, do you think he's so good that he made that look like he's bad? You know what I mean?
Right.
No. No. Everybody's acting. Just bad in this movie.
Oh, shite.
Look at traffic. You can only do so much with the material you're given.
I love that traffic is just fine.
Oh, man. My son.
He looks so frustrated.
Yeah.
Oh, old man,
we gotta make Jerry run some.
Come on, everybody.
Ass. The muscly Uncle Leo is the one to take charge.
It's from Seinfeld.
There was a Richard Belzer dude standing in there.
I thought I bought it. I thought I paid for it, Jerry. You're fine, buddy. You just set the thing down.
He did good. Yeah. He did good. Oh, y'all better run. It's gonna explode.
Yeah, a little bit of fuel leaking out.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to Waitress Girl?
She got munched.
She got eaten. She got snatched in midair by a shark.
I'm saying Ian Ziering should be asking him.
Oh, yeah, I would be.
Are you okay? What happened to Waitress Girl?
What do you think happened to her? Sharks ate her.
See, look at all those people on the freeway.
Just driving by.
Oh, wow. Man's Chinese. Oh,
Grumman's.
Great. That should have just come right through the lips. Oh, right in Marilyn Monroe's.
Oh, and it made a mark.
Wait. How did that shark bounce that hard?
You ever skipped a shark?
No, they
you can
blow
get two
up
or three skips on them really
yeah, easily. Three.
I thought that got sucked up earlier.
What did the car?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The nondescript all wheel
Cutlass America
thing that has no brand on it.
That's so that the, if you they can the say that bummer. If you don't like this movie, you don't like America.
Yeah, you don't like this movie. You could say he got a Hummer. Just saying.
No, you can't. Yeah. You can say he
you
got a Hummer.
You could say that, though.
You could say it. I still don't think the tornado is consistent with the weather.
Wait, have they actually shown a Hummer logo?
What about the sharks there? Is that consistent? No.
And all I've been wanting is for them to have taken the first letters off of it so it was a mer.
An Hummer.
A mer. That'd be brilliant. A Hum. How about a Hum? All right.
Oh, this is a perfect road for throwing things into sharknadoes.
And turning away. Forget it. I'm just going to stay.
You guys, we can only shoot this flare up close.
Did he just give us the, he gave us the gnarly.
He gave us the shaka. He hit the nitrous and rolled out of the car.
Totally did. Now, this was definitely a twister.
Oh, they put the balls in there, but that's not the same. Right? Is that what you're thinking of?
Right. Totally.
Oh, right. Dorothy 1 or Dorothy 2 or
we really need to all appreciate that he saluted the tornado before rolling out of the car. Hollywood Bowl.
Yep. Shark Natos. The sound they're making is kind of
awesome.
That's
what they're doing.
Oh, the hotel. Fake hotel.
They are smashing every sign in Los Angeles.
Oh, here comes
anything iconic.
Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't knocked that donut off of Randy's Donuts yet.
Oh, yeah.
Get.
Wow.
Oh, no. This is going to be awesome. Aw. I'm a little sad now.
Oh, there's a lot of time involved in this.
This is the part.
Yes. This isn't it still. This still is not what I've seen. Well, this is the oldest trick in the book. It's like a cartoon. Oh, totally. He's still inside.
This is Men in Black.
Go out the poop chute.
Wow.
And I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
Look at that deep vein thrombosis that girl's got.
Wow, you can't even do a great special effect on the fake shark that you're CGIing.
Yep. Wow.
Oh, it's so bad.
Wow.
It's so bad, guys.
This is taking a really long time.
Guys.
I wonder if he's alive.
She doesn't know who's sawing the shark.
I hope that's not a remore.
Right. I'm really expecting
John Hurd to come out of there.
John
Hurd, that'd be brilliant. If that was John Hurd, I would laugh.
Check shark opening that looks like a vagina.
Yeah.
Oh wait, he's got somebody in there.
Oh, he is going to know. Are you kidding me?
Hold on, my keys. Let me get my keys.
For John Hurd.
He lost a shoe.
Are you shitting me, dude?
Oh my God, no.
Oh, I'm so glad I wasn't spoiled.
I had no idea they were going to do that.
Waitress girl.
I
didn't either.
Some credit where it's due. That's the dumbest thing he could have done, and I didn't see it coming.
My waitress girl was in there with him.
Isn't that little Red Riding Hood? Isn't that what he does? He comes out with grandma or something like that.
Oh, yeah, right.
This is the ultimate.
Pulls the grandma out of the wolf.
The ultimate in employer benefits, man. Because he's her boss, right?
Well, he was the bartender. I don't know if he was her boss.
Oh, she's coughing up. You know what she's coughing up there?
Chum.
Shark guts. Shark stomach acid.
And, you know, some people like that.
What if she popped out and winked at you like Anaconda? That would have been good.
Wow.
Oh, that's just garbage.
Wow, you just made me realize how great Anaconda was.
I loved Anaconda. Compared to this, freaking brilliance.
It don't want none.
Mm-hmm. Shark blood is
unless
weird.
It's J-Lo.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I knew it. Zeus was behind it the whole time.
Right.
Look at that guy. He's brawly.
Seriously, there is a Richard Belzer guy right in the middle of all this.
Yeah, look at him back there. Ice-T and I are going to go check some leads.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's also a James Belushi-looking guy over there, too.
Uh-huh. I saw that.
What's happening in there?
They should have a bunch of kids all run out. We're free!
Yay! We made it!
Does this movie kill off anybody else? Because it should.
Kiss him. Kiss him.
Nice to meet you.
Kiss the shark goo.
God, you're so covered in blood, but your teeth look
you
so good.
You really stink.
Oh, there it goes. That's because Tara Reid will do anything for money.
Trope of the get back together with the ex under duress.
That happens. That's the thing.
Covered in shark guts.
Okay,
I
look
bet
at
they
the
break
painting.
Up the beginning of part two.
Dude, everything is painted. Everything. They're standing in a green room.
Right. Once it gets past that one little horizontal line there, that. Yeah.
No,
that
line I think it's everything. I think they're
even
standing.
Even the stuff you're standing on?
Finn?
Finn.
Oh,
get
come
it.
On.
Get it.
As in the end.
That was so bad.
Oh, wait, this song is good.
All right. I still think there's a philosophical argument to be had as to whether this was intentionally terrible or only on the producer's part, but everybody else was self-serious, or was it just a big joke? Was it snakes on a plane? Like, what was this?
Yeah, I think that it was tongue lightly in cheek.
Yeah. You don't think firmly?
No.
I feel like some people's tongues were firmly there, and a few people's were lightly there, and then some people were just happy to have a job. Like, there's a weird disconnect. Because some of the acting and stuff felt like, yeah, we're going to give this our all.
And they did.
Yeah. But then somebody behind the scenes is going, you
idiot. Is this a song called Sharknado?
Yes.
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 Shark's going to take you out. Yeah, this is. Who is it? And why do they sound like the Ramones?
Be,
like a Ramones ripoff.
This is Tara Reid.
Her singing voice is a lot lower than you'd expect.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know where I stand
soundtrack,
on this.
Soundtrack. Here it is.
If this movie was made in 1985, I think this would be a clear cut.
This is the Ballad of Sharknado, written by Robbie Rist, Cousin Oliver.
And that makes
Anthony
sense.
Ferrante, performed
look at
by
this,
Quint.
Across.
Quint.
Yep.
Okay. Quint. Who's Quint? Is that a reference to the guy who got eaten in Jaws or no? All right.
It's a band name. Probably a band name that features Robbie Rist is my guess.
Wow.
Sharknado.
I just read something, Scott, that might help you.
What?
So in the movie, apparently, the clerk in the convenience store says...
Oh, is there a stinger at the end?
No.
Nope.
No. Sorry, go ahead, Randy. What?
Clerk in the convenience store apparently said that he believes the whole thing is happening because the government is experimenting on controlling the weather.
Right.
You might actually be onto something, and that guy was right, and this is how they nodded to it.
Okay, because then maybe next movie that's all about that. So I have seen Ian Ziering in a clip. It was actually an animated GIF in the middle of what looked like New York, standing on top of a yellow taxi cab with another chainsaw and much more convincingly sawing a shark in half as it flew over his head. So I think that was from two. Now, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think we should, when two is streaming, we should do this again.
Yeah.
Because I need to see some closure.
I'm having the same feeling I felt about when we watched Expendables 2. Like,
yeah.
Now we need to watch Expendables 3.
Mm-hmm. Kind of the same. It's weird because in both cases, they're super manipulative. You know, and whatever the marketing is or whatever's going on here, they're not, nobody set out to make a great destruction movie. Somebody somewhere set out to make a ridiculous, self-serious spoof of destruction movies, I think. And that's all. Expendables 3 just feels like a stunt in the same kind of way. But you still feel driven to do it, you know? Like, I see why people like it.
That would be the only time we've ever watched three of a series of a movie. So
that's true. And we kind of should just finish what we started, you know?
It's closure is what we're looking for. We're looking for that
closure.
Because if we're going to start, you may as well finish. All right, well, that was Sharknado. I hope you at home enjoyed it. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I kind of did. Mainly, I think, again, because I'm hanging out with you guys and this is just fun to do. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could have gotten through it if I was just on a Saturday night alone by myself watching this. I don't think
it'd be pretty tough. Yeah. It'd be pretty tough.
You want to watch this with somebody you like and with friends. And that's what everyone said. Whenever I've been a little negative about it on Twitter or whatever about how I'm not buying into this, people would say, watch it with your buddies, get a couple of beers, do whatever you got to do. It's totally fun. It's a great Saturday night, blah, blah, blah. I think they're probably right. And clearly, enough people have watched it and bought into it that they're making a third.
It's amazing.
And no John Hurt in the third or the second, I guess.
No, yes.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. We never really saw him.
No, that's true. And we were ready to write off Helicopter Girl. So you never know.
I had no idea they were going to do that. That was a total shock to me that they did that.
I wish they had decided to make sequels that were other animals in other natural disasters, you know, like Monkey Monsoon or Snakes in a Volcano or something like that.
Why not?
Because I think that would have gone better. Like, I don't need more sharks and more tornadoes at this point is my problem.
So here are your actors for three. Tara Reid, Ian Ziering, Vanilla Ice, Adrian Martinez, and Lauren Vera. Now, Adrian Martinez is known for a bunch of, like, good movies. American Hustle, Kick-Ass. I didn't like Walter Mitty, but I remember him. He's his office buddy in there.
Right. That's a good movie.
Weird looking dude. I think he'd be fine. I'll bet he dies. Just throwing it out there. He's the Australian of the next film. Anyway, we'll do this again, everybody. Thanks for joining us. If you like these commentary tracks, let us know on the blog and elsewhere that you enjoy them. We'll be back with a regular episode next week. What movie? I forget what we're doing next.
Oh, yeah. What is next?
Give me 2 minutes. Give me 2 seconds.
Two minutes is a long time. What dial-up do you have?
Is that a Hatari 2 minutes?
If it's in Hatari time, we're
following Sharknado with Bloodsport.
Bloodsport. Holy shite. Nice. I'm excited about that. And also, we are aware, a lot of people have been warning us that, hey, a bunch of Netflix stuff is leaving. We're aware of this. But we don't think our stuff has been too affected by that list. But we'll make sure and let people know. Hatari is off the list, though. Put your H in front of another game.
And company. I also want to address an email that we didn't get.
What's that?
which is for years on FilmSac, we've spent October watching horror movies. Yes. And we're specifically not doing that this year because we spend all of October watching horror movies. It's nice to kind of take a year off. And
I think we should try to stick one in. I think
we should do one Halloween.
Angel Heart is. I keep pushing for freaking Angel Heart. I'm getting every year.
What's
I'm
up with you and Angel Heart?
Yeah. I'm down with Angel Heart. I am down with Ibbot's vote for Angel Heart.
Both Bryans are way into shotguns in the vagina. They're into it.
That's like saying that this movie is about chainsaw through the shark thing. I couldn't come up with something else.
I couldn't either. But that's all the memory I have of that thing. Is
that
the
whole movie.
A Cosby kid getting a gun in the hoo-ha. That's all I remember.
Yeah.
I'm down with it. I'm telling you. I'm looking if it's streaming now.
And we'll find whatever. As long as it's Halloweenish and we do one, that's a great idea. And then the rest of the month we'll just not do. We're not doing all Halloween ones. I'm looking here real quick just to see if there's anything that jumps out.
We'll find something.
Yeah.
There'll be something.
All right. Yeah, we'll find something. I'm seeing a lot of things we've seen already, which is kind of the problem. But don't worry, there's something to be seen, and we'll get to it coming up for October. In the meantime, go to the website.
Shocktober.
Filmsack.com. That's where you want to go. And leave your comments, stay a while, and listen. Thanks, everybody, for being here. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.